This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil. Iran issued a warning to the U.S. over potentially targeting two cargo ships in the Mideast, long suspected of serving as forwarding operating bases for Iranian commandos. Meanwhile, after a weekend of retaliatory strikes, the United States is warning Iran and the militias it arms and funds that it will conduct more attacks if American forces in the Mideast continue to be targeted. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is not seeking an open-ended military campaign across the region, but that America is prepared to deal with anything that any group or any country tries to come at us with. Sullivan delivered the warnings after the U.S. and Britain on Saturday struck 36 Houthi targets in Yemen. The Iran-backed militants have fired on American and international interests repeatedly in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Pope Francis has reaffirmed Christians' special relationship with Jews amid rising anti-Semitism since the outbreak of the Gaza war in a letter to the Jews of Israel. He said Saturday the letter was prompted by messages from Jewish organizations around the world. The letter served as a belated fence mending after Francis was criticized for his initial response to the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Francis said the Holy Land has been cast into a spiral of unprecedented violence. In November, the Pope set off a firestorm by using the word terrorism during separate closed meetings with relatives of Israeli hostages in Gaza and Palestinians living through the war. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Moscow installed officials say the Ukrainian shelling killed at least 28 people on Saturday at a bakery in a Russian-occupied city of Lysychansk. Local leader wrote on Telegram that at least one child was among the dead. He said emergency services rescued a further 10 people from under the rubble. Ukrainian officials in Kyiv did not comment on the incident. Both Moscow and Kyiv have increasingly relied on longer-range attacks this winter amid largely unchanged positions on the 1,500-kilometer front line in a nearly two-year-old war. Firefighters are wrestling with massive forest fires that broke out in central Chile as officials impose new curfews in the cities most heavily affected by the blazes. Late Sunday, officials said that 112 people were confirmed dead so far from the fires, which have left at least 1,600 without homes. Fires began Friday and have been burning at the highest intensity around where a famous botanical garden founded in 1931 was destroyed by flames Sunday. U.S. senators have released a highly anticipated bill that pairs border enforcement policy with wartime aid for Ukraine and Israel. It's already running in opposition in the U.S. House, though. The bill is a long-shot effort to overcome skepticism from Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, but he quickly dismissed its chance of passage. The $118 billion proposal is the best chance for U.S. President Joe Biden to resupply Ukraine with wartime aid, but Johnson said the bill will not succeed in the House. President Joe Biden has a long list of reasons why he thinks a second Donald Trump presidency would be ugly for the country. He ticked through many of them Sunday as he urged Nevada Democrats to vote for him in the state's presidential primary this week and for his party at large in November. In a fundraiser, Biden focused on Trump's history of provocative statements, like his description of January 6 rioters as hostages, before addressing several hundred people at a community center in the city of Las Vegas. He asked his crowd to imagine the nightmare of Donald Trump. Recapping our top story, again after a weekend of retaliatory strikes, the United States is now warning Iran and militias it arms and funds that it will conduct more attacks if American forces in the Middle East continue to be targeted. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is not seeking an open-ended military campaign across the region, but America is, quote, prepared to deal with anything that any group or any country tries to come at us with, end quote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.